Okay, this is December 15th, Al Snyder.
Good evening.
Hi.
Good evening. Andy, will you turn to Michelle and say, I am a power generator.
I am a power generator.
I am a power generator. I am a power generator.
I am a power generator.
I am a power generator.
I am a power generator.
And I am a power generator. Why is that so important to know? This whole universe is loaded with power. It's loaded with one power. We call that power the source, and we call that power God. And each and every one of us is using that power, and we become generators for that power. And we can also generate that power through us, and that's what we want to learn to do, is to take that power from the universal, from the cosmic power, bring it down through us and use it and know that we're generating power all the time. Then we personalize that in our own selves and with our thinking, with the thoughts and the belief systems that we're using, we take that power out into the world. So if you want to change your world, use your power, this power. But think of yourself always as a generator. You're always generating something. When you have a thought, you're generating something. Also, if you can look at yourself, we know that the whole universe is filled with electromagnetic power. Well, you have inside of you electromagnetic power. That electromagnetic power is on the inside and the outside, and you're generating it. You're the generator. So if you think of yourself as that, as a generator, you can generate what you want in your life. Does that make sense to you? See? Good. All right. You all have these little things. Let's do this. I am free to transform my life in every needed way. Because my true nature is spiritual, I am free in mind, body, and soul. Old ways of speaking, thinking, and acting have no hold on me as I deepen my understanding of my spiritual nature and develop new practices for daily living. This is very important to know. We are free. Remember, we had that I am my own creation. You're always creating yourself, and your old ways of speaking, thinking, and acting have no hold on you. You can decide to get rid of them. You can decide to change yourself any way you wish. We have a thing that we think that things are static, and once we do something, it's always there. It's not. When we said earlier, you're a generator, a power generator, that power generator is generating different power all the time. This is what you have to think about. Nothing is static. You are not static. We hold ourselves together as human beings because we have this belief that we are static, that we are this solid form. There's no such thing as solid form. It's always energy, and it's always energy in motion. And you're energy in motion. But we slow that energy down with our thinking and think, oh, this is who we are. Once you realize that it's just energy coming in and going out, coming in and going out, like your thoughts. You may have a very bad thought and you hold on to that thought. It's just a thought. Let it go. It's just energy moving through you. You see? So if you think you're fixed in any way, give that idea up. You're always going to be creating yourself. You're always going to be creating yourself. Just as a document or an agreement can be edited and amended with new information, my mental and emotional framework is enhanced as I grow in spiritual understanding. You see, once you learn something new, you edit yourself. You change yourself. You don't stay with the old person that you used to be. So think of yourself as a document or agreement that can be amended and edited. You see, and we think, oh, this is who we really are. You'll never know who you really are. It's a process. You're always going to be changing. We stay similar to what we are simply because we get used to it. Affirming a new awareness that I want to embody helps me claim my transformation. affirming a new awareness that I want to embody. What new awareness do you want to embody? I am rich, I am wealthy, I am happy, I am healthy. What is it that you want? And then you start to affirm that awareness. Turning to God in powerful meditation, I give thanks for the awareness that I have and for new expressions of freedom to come. I continue to transform my life as I strengthen and deepen my awareness of the truth of my being. I am free. What is the truth of your being? The truth of your being is that you are not separated from this thing we call God. You are not separated from this power. And that's what this whole month of December is about. Learning that you are one with God, that this power is working in, as, and through you, and that you can use it all the time, every day in your life, and affirm what you want. Stun with the choices that we make. How are you feeling about yourself? Andy earlier tonight said that he went to 4 auditions this week, and he had 4 callbacks. Now, he hasn't heard a thing from them. 3 of them you think are gone, right? The 4th one you don't know about.
Right.
But now the choice is, how are you going to feel about that? How's he going to feel about that? You see, that's the choice. Am I going to feel a failure? Am I going to feel somebody else got it? I'm not good enough? Or am I going to say, I did a very good job, and they picked somebody else? But that does not limit me. That does not diminish me in any way, shape, or form. You see, the only thing that you ever have control over is your thinking. You cannot change anything on the outside of life, and you cannot change anybody else. You could only change yourself. You could only change your thinking. Remember, this whole teaching is change your mind, change your life. But on television, there was a thing that said, change your television, change your life. They want you to get a bigger, the new television stuff, and they think a television is going to change your life. Nothing will change your life but your thinking. Nothing changes your life but your thinking. What are you thinking about yourself? Does Andy still know that he's a good actor, that he's a great actor? Does he still realize and see the goal that he's successful? You see, doesn't matter what's happening. Doesn't matter. You may have to go to 100 auditions, but you have to know you're going to get one of those, and that's going to be the one that's going to rocket you into success. You're not going to book everything. You're not always going to be successful on the outside, but you're always going to be successful on the inside by learning to love yourself. By recognizing that you did a good job, by not second-guessing yourself, and by realizing that you're always worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that you matter. And in this case, you matter enough to let this go. In the industry, in this acting industry, actors get very upset when they don't book something. They think it has something to do with them. Has nothing to do with you whatsoever. Has nothing to do with you. Your job is to win and give the very best audition that you can give. If you don't get the job, it is not your fault. They wanted somebody else. You know? What if they wanted a black person? You're not black. There's no way you're going to become black. But they didn't tell you that. You see, what if they wanted a woman instead of a man? There are all kinds of things. The only thing you can do in life is go do it. Do the very best you know how to do, and then let it go. But come back and love yourself. And realize, I am a success. You must get the feeling of being a success. You know, we're always after form. And we think that that's, we treat for form. Treat for feeling. Form always changes. It's the feeling you want. I want to feel successful. I want to feel happy. I want to feel wealthy. Get that feeling. It's always the feeling you're going for. But the illusion is that it's the form. Form changes. It's not predictable. Form is not predictable. Don't go for form. Always go for feeling. But in any of these things, you have to love yourself. You have to know that you're one with this thing called God or the universe itself. There cannot be any other way to do it. Everything is made from the same stuff. That power is throughout the universe. So if there's only one power, one source, and you can call it anything you want, you have to be one with it. You cannot be separated from it. And once you realize that you're not separated from it, there's another freedom for you. Because now you realize that this thing, this power, is in you and coming through you. And that you're moving, living, and having your being in this power. So, using your mind, you project out there what you want and you bring up this feeling. And that's called hooking it. You see? But you have to get a feeling going. You have to get an emotion going. But it's done with your mind. The other week when Joyce was here, Rhoda and Joyce went to the North Hollywood Church, and he said, don't look for God to help you anymore. God's job is done. Yes, this is true. We're here now. It's our turn to take over and to use this power. Don't wait around now for God to be doing things for you. The gift has been given. The gift has been given. You have been given a mind. And that mind creates things. That mind you can call your generator if you wish. But it's the mind that's doing it. So, in your own life, you always want to know that you're worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that you matter. With that, let's do the matter dance. I matter, I matter, I really, really matter. I matter, I matter, I really, really matter. Yes. Please learn that you matter. And learn that you're one with this thing called God. That is an old idea of religion, that God is somewhere else, that God is separate from you. It cannot be so. If there is only one life, one mind, one power, then what are you, chopped liver? No, you have to be one with it. So now when you know that you're one with it, and you know that you're worthy, deserving, and totally lovable, give up this idea of guilt or shame. Give up the idea that you think you've ever done anything wrong, that you cannot be lovable. Because this thing called God never sits in judgment upon itself through you. You are God in action. It's always going to be God talking to God. It's always going to be God looking at God. It's always going to be God. And God doesn't hold anything against you. Only your mind, this belief system, which is brought in to this world by the culture and the society that you live in. And if you ever look around and see how fickle society is and cultures are, over the centuries that human beings have been on this planet, there have been many beliefs. Many beliefs. Oh, it's bad to do that. You're a bad person if you do that. Oh my God, if you have sex before marriage, oh my God, oh my God, God will kill you for that. Does anyone think that today? It's changed. Things change. It's just a cultural thing. It's a cultural thing. So don't let your mind do that to you. You have to know that you are a decent person. You are a decent person. You're not out pillaging and raping and robbing and stealing and all that. You're not doing that. So anything you think you've done wrong, give that idea up. Give that idea up. What did the master teacher Jesus say? Go and sin no more. Go and sin no more means don't keep doing it. If it didn't work in the first place, if it doesn't feel good to you and so forth, give it up. Don't do it anymore. Come back and start really loving yourself. You have to love yourself. Remember, the highest form of worship you can give God is to love yourself. Is to love yourself. And remember, we're doing this whole idea about loving ourselves in the month of December, because this whole December comes about, is about brotherly love and bringing peace of mind to yourself. Bringing peace of mind to yourself. Learning to accept yourself. Now, it doesn't matter what religion you were brought up in. You have to remember, this time of year, there is a new consciousness being born. It's born every year at this time. Do you want to participate in that? Do you want to participate in a new consciousness coming into your life? So, you know, most of the Bible is an allegory. It's an allegory. So, what happens in December? Unto us a child is born. What idea is being born in you now for the new year? An idea that you're successful? An idea that you're an actor? That's what you are birthing. At this time of year, this is a powerful thing to be able to do. So, this idea comes in to your mind. That's what this whole idea is, that a new idea is being born. And then you let that idea come alive in you. You let that idea come alive in you. You know, it says away in the manger. That means in the back of your mind. We have ideas in the back of our mind being born. Now let them come forward. And let them come out and live among you. Every emotion you have, every thought you have, you born, it's your child. And you must love that child. You must love that child. Now, even if it's a bad idea, you have to love it. You have to love it. See, you have to love everything about yourself. So you have a bad idea and you realize it's a bad idea, but you still have to love it and you have to say, oh, okay, I love, bless, and release that one. That one wasn't very good. And you go for the next one. But you don't hold yourself in shame and guilt and all that because you had one bad thought. You see, our problem is 99% of the time we're wonderful and we're thinking wonderful things. But 1% of something comes up and we think, oh, that 1% is us, and then we start to hate ourselves for that. When I had a restaurant, I could sometimes serve 1,500 people a day. But if one person out of those 15 complained, my whole day was ruined. My whole day was ruined. 1,499 people liked everything, but one person didn't. And I went to the one person. And that's what we do with ourselves. See, there's so much more of you than that 1%. There's so much more of you than those little things that you think are bad about you, or you think, just don't concentrate on those. Let them go. Concentrate on the wonderful things about yourself. Always concentrate on the wonderful things about yourself. That's what it's all about. Learning to totally love yourself. To totally love yourself and to accept yourself for everything that's going on around you and everything you think you did or didn't do. You're doing it with your mind. The mind creates, and it creates you. So the idea in life is always choosing which makes you feel better. In Course in Miracles, the choices always are you right? Do you want to be right or do you want to be happy? I see most people on this plane of action always want to be right because the little ego mind hates to be wrong. But sometimes you can be very right, but you're not happy about being right. So the choice is always going to be, do you want to be right or do you want to be happy? So always choose happiness. Why would you want to live on this plane of action for X amount of years and not be happy? Or thinking that this is a trial or a judgment or it's difficult. Don't make your life difficult. There's nothing, this life is not difficult. This is a wonderful life. Should be a movie. Mm-hmm. It is a wonderful life, and you have to know that. And even with all this stuff that's going on now in the world, think of the wonderful changes that are going to occur. Think of the wonderful changes that are going to occur, and let all that old world disappear. You know, we talk about a new world coming. We've been talking about a new world coming for eons. But we don't let it happen because we're so used to the old world that we're living in that we think that's the only way the world runs. The world can run differently as soon as you change your mind about it. But as long as you keep the old idea, it will stay with you. So if your old idea is that you're not worthy or deserving or lovable or you matter, then you're going to keep manifesting that. You have to live up to your belief system. You see, if you didn't always live up to your belief system, you would go crazy. You would go crazy because you would think one thing and something else would happen. And this is not the way it works. It's a mathematical equation. What you think about, you bring about. What you think about, you bring about. Just keep thinking success, and it will appear. Just keep thinking success, and it will appear. Now, if it doesn't appear in the amount of time, don't give up on that at the time that you think it should be. Go in and say, how am I feeling about this? What is my real truth about this? What is my real belief about this? And then see what your mind tells you. And then change that belief. Change what your mind is telling you. Oh, I'll never make it. Oh, I'm getting too old. Oh, this won't happen. It has nothing to do with anything on the outside of life. It has to do with what you are thinking about yourself. Morning, noon, and night. Morning, noon, and night. And it's learning to love everything that's in front of you. Doesn't mean that it has to be pleasant, but you have to learn to love it. Why do you have to learn to love it? Because everything is God. And you love it enough till you realize that that's what it is. Then what's in front of you changes. But if you don't like something that's in front of you, it will not change. It will stay exactly the way it is. But once you accept it and learn to love what is, then it changes. And then you start to see behind that. Remember the other week I told you, look out in your world and realize that what you're seeing is camouflage. And pull that camouflage off and see what's behind that. But we stop at the camouflage. Ooh, I don't like that. It's just camouflage. Rip it off and see what's behind it. God has to be behind everything. God has to be behind everything. So take the covers off. Take the camouflage off. And you will see God behind it. And then you will see the success and so forth. You will see that this is an abundant universe. But we don't see that right now. And especially in this, whatever this economical situation they keep telling us we're in. Behind that has to be God, and behind that has to be something better. Always something better. Remember, I used to tell you to remember that you're always moving from your good to your greater good. So if you're always moving from your good to your greater good, what's going on right now is moving from good to greater good. God doesn't move backwards. God always moves forward. So you're always going to something better is coming. And when this whole thing is falling apart, that's a wonderful thing. Because in reality, when things are falling apart, they are really coming together. They have to do something. There has to be a shakeup to make something change. To make something change. So that's what's happening. So inside of your own self, you must feel secure. You must feel loving. You must realize that everything is working for your good. And that this thing called God that you're one with is beside you, is in you, is through you, and is bringing good to you. Is bringing good to you. God doesn't hold back good. We hold back good by thinking we don't deserve it. We're not ready for it. Whatever our thoughts are what limit us in everything that we are doing. Our thoughts are doing it to us. You see, many people think it's the world that's causing their unhappiness. The world doesn't cause anything. It's your thinking that causes unhappiness. Change your thinking. Change your life. It's always going to boil down to that. It's always going to boil down to the idea that we live in a mental world. This is a mental world we live in. Brought about by the consciousness of the race. And if we do want to join that consciousness, fine. But you do not have to. There's a completely different way to go through life than most people do. Completely different way. And at this present moment, look at it this way. Perhaps now it is time for us to realize that what we really want is quality and not quantity. And the world has been focused for the longest time on quantity. More, more, I have to have 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 more. Oh, I have to have the latest, this, I have more, 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 more. And has all that moreness made you any happier? Because things cannot make you happy. Things cannot make you happy. Only you can make yourself happy. Now, how do you make yourself happy? By deciding to be happy. Making that decision. I'm going to be happy. The hell with it. I'm just going to be happy. Nothing on the outside is making you happy. You just have to say, oh, okay, I'm happy. And you stay happy. It's done with the mind. Always the mind. So in this season, it's the greatest time to feel this love and to allow this idea, this new idea, to be born inside of you. You have something in a gift inside of you that wants to come to the forefront. We didn't come here without gifts, by the way. We all have gifts. So find your gifts and let them come out. Let them come out. When they come out of you, when you totally love yourself. Accept yourself just the way you are. You see, everyone thinks they need fixed in some way. You don't need fixed. There's nothing wrong with you. There's nothing wrong with you. If you think there's something wrong with you, it's in your thinking. It's in your thinking. Remember that old thing, God doesn't make junk. And something that's perfect cannot make something that's imperfect. So you start with that premise. I'm whole, complete, and perfect. And yes, I have this mind that sometimes drives me absolutely crazy. But I know I'm not my mind. I know I can control my mind. I know I can watch the movements of my mind. And I can learn to think the thought that I want to think. And right here and right now, I want to think that I'm worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that I matter. You're the one who has to do that. The gift has been given. The gift of mind. God has done its job. Now, what are you going to do with all that? You have to give up that idea of self-pity or that there's something wrong with you or somebody else caused you to be the way you are. If you think somebody else has caused you to be the way you are, you're never going to heal yourself because you need the other person to do that. You see, Michelle is in love. But that love is inside of her. It's coming up through her. And she thinks she's in love with a particular person right now. So what happens if that particular person leaves? Does the love leave also? You see, once you realize that you love yourself and that you're the one that's generating that love, then the person can come and go. But you won't have freedom in life if you think your happiness or your love is coming from somebody else. Because what happens when that person goes? Now you're down the tubes. And I think everybody, remember, should be in a loving, caring, sharing relationship. You see, it's a loving, caring, sharing relationship where you are allowed to be who you are and you allow the other person to be who they are. And you both encourage each other to become the very best person that you can become. That's what a relationship is. And then that love is generated inside of you. But it is not caused by the other person. We would like to think the other person is causing this. But you're causing that because you made a decision to love that person. But the love comes up from inside of you. It doesn't come to you. It comes up from inside of you. And we think it comes from the other person. No, it comes this way. Make sense? Yes. So, in this season, learn those things about yourself and say, now listen, it's time I learned this. I'm not getting any younger, you know. How many more years am I going to put in on this? Am I going to really do it now? Or am I going to poke around another 2 or 3 years? Do it now. What does the Bible say? Now is the appointed time. Now is the appointed time. There's only the now. There is only the now. All right. Let me do some cards. I think this looks good. You create with your mind. And when you understand that it is you who is doing the creating, two things happen. One, you free yourself from the tyranny of certain views of yourself. One, you free yourself from the tyranny of certain views of yourself. So if you have a view of yourself, you're creating that. And if you know that your mind is creating something, change it. Change it. And two, you see that you have choices. You see, we can always choose. You can sit and choose to have self-pity. You can sit and choose to hate yourself. It's just a choice. It has nothing to do with what's happened. It has nothing to do with what happens. You see, if two people are walking down the street in this rain and a bus came by and splashed the one, or splashed both of them, one could get very angry and say, wah. And the other one could laugh. Well, isn't that wonderful? I get splashed by a bus. It's a choice. You're responsible for your actions and your reactions. how are you going to respond to something? How are you going to respond? The same old way you always do that makes you feel bad? Or are you going to say, look, I have a choice here. Yes, all that happened. And yes, I'm mud from head to toe. But I'm going to choose to laugh. I have a friend, her name is Susie Fenstermacher. I talked to her recently. I've known her since first grade. And I said, Susie, I've always admired you. One time, we were in Washington, D.C. We were going to visit a friend of ours that was a midshipman at Annapolis. And she had come down from Pennsylvania, and I was already in Washington. She came down that Saturday. Before she came, she had her hair all done. It was just beautiful. Just had this beautiful hair. Well, we were staying at my cousin's house, and we were getting ready to go out that evening on a Saturday night, and people in and out of the bathroom, and somebody, probably me, took a shower. I didn't turn the thing back again to tub, and she wanted to take a tub bath, and she turned it on, and right down over her new hairdo. Right down over her new hairdo. She laughed. She thought it was the funniest thing. Was not one bit upset. Didn't ruin her day. Didn't ruin our evening. Just fixed it. Said, let's go. She laughed. Most people would have been furious, you see. She chose something different. I remember that to this day. When something bad happens to me, when my response, I think, if Susie could laugh, I can laugh at this too. It's a choice. It is a choice in your life. And she's still that way today. She's still that way today. So, know that life is a choice and your reactions are a choice. They are not automatic. They are not automatic. They only appear automatic because you're used to doing it the same old way. You're used to doing it the same old way. Choose the way you want to react to something. Change it and see the difference. See what goes through your body. It's wonderful once you realize, I don't have to go there. I can go here. Now you're starting to learn how to control your thinking. How to control your mind. If you learn only one thing in this lifetime, let it be this. You are responsible for your own happiness. And you accomplish this by changing your responses to the events that happen in your life. Mind these cards are wonderful. By changing your responses to the events that happen in your life. You see, with that little incident with Susie, she could be telling that story and get angry to this day, saying, I went down there and my hair, that's just a rah, 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 rah. But she chose to laugh and go out and have a good time anyway. You see, we waste more time getting angry and missing good times. Well, now my hair's all messed up. I'm not going out tonight. I'm going to sit here and stew over this. I'll be damned if I'm going anywhere. You caused that. You created that. You see? You have never left that point. You have never left that point of interface where you and the source chose to rise up and manifest as human consciousness. You have never left that point of interface where you and Source chose to rise up and manifest as human consciousness. This is that whole idea of unity. There is no such thing as separation. You came from the Source and you rise up with the Source itself. So you have to be one with this thing we call God. And if you're one with God, you have to be able to create. And you have to be able to create the reality that you want. We have that wonderful expression, you are always caused under your own experience. You're causing the experience. and you are cause to that experience. Ah. Form is unpredictable in your lives. Here again, go for feeling, not form. Always go for the feeling. I want a new car. Well, how will I feel when I get that new car? It's the feeling that's doing it, not the car. I want to be wealthy. How will you feel when you're wealthy? Think of how you'll feel. It's the feeling, not the form. If you will look carefully at your lives, you will see there is not one of you who has not been given a gift. Who has not been given a gift. We all have gifts. Find that gift and use it. One of the most powerful forces that you have is your mind. One of the most powerful forces you have is your mind. And what is one of the functions that that mind has? Imagination. Imagination. Imagine yourself the way you want to be. Imagine yourself with what you want to have, and you will have that. Children make believe all the time. They use their imagination all the time. So learn to bring back your imagination. Actors use their imagination all the time, and you use it on the stage. And you think, oh, well, I'll just use it when I'm acting. Why don't you use it throughout your entire life? You see. Use your imagination for everything. You don't save it just to act with it. You save it to live with. To make your life what you want. You're creating. You believe that you are a body. And that the body has a life of its own. And you do not believe in the power of spiritual thought. Learn to believe in this power of spiritual thought. You are much more than your body. Yes, we have a body, but we are not our bodies. Yes, we have a mind, but we are not our minds. But we have spiritual thoughts. We are spiritual beings. Learn to see that. Why is that so important? Well, the body has no causation of its own, but we seem to think it does. And we seem to think because science tells us that you need this part and that part and this and this does that and blah, 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 whatever they're saying. Now, what if you're missing one of those parts? You see? You could be missing a part. You're not your body. You know, we think we need all these little things. Yes, they can be very handy. But your body, your mind, figures out how to run this body without a lot of things. So tons of things going wrong all the time inside of us, but our mind is fixing them all the time. Before the power becomes form and matter, it moves through a structure or gridwork, which is the belief system through which you create your world. What does that mean? Think of it. I always think of it as a sieve, but a gridwork is fine. Think of it as a gridwork, your belief system. Now this power has to always filter through the belief system. So if you are treating for wealth and your belief system is in lack and limitation, it has to filter through lack of limitation. So what do you think you're going to get? You may get a little bit of something, but because it has to filter through lack of limitation, you're going to get lack of limitation. So change your belief system to know that this is an abundant universe you live in, and that this thing called God wants to give you everything. Wants to give you everything, holds nothing back from you. We hold things back from our own selves with our mind. with our limited little mind, we decide that we're not worthy, that we're not deserving, that we're not lovable, and that we don't matter. So we hold those things back from us. So think, what is my belief system? And where did it come from? Well, it usually comes from your parents and your upbringing and all the stuff that's around you, and you make all these decisions. As I said once before, you make these decisions at a very early age, usually before the age of 5. And then you hold on to them without ever changing them. You're saying, let's use this. If you were brought up on what we call in a family that of poverty, it's very hard to get out of that. Because you see it all around you and you start to think that that's the way the world is. And you start to believe in that. And that becomes your belief system in poverty. That's why poor people are generation after generation after generation. See. You think Prince Philip has trouble thinking rich things? He was brought up around all of that. So it's just natural to him. It became his belief system. And if you're born in poverty, that becomes your belief system. So you have to change that belief system before you can move out of it. Jesus said the poor will always be among us. That means poor in consciousness. If you change your consciousness, if you change your belief system, then that changes. Then that changes. So let's take another example. Michelle's an actress. Christine wants to become an actress. So your belief system has to be that you already are an actress and that you're a very good actress. You're saying. You cannot say, I'm going to be an actress and then have little things going on while you're not very good. Little nagging things in the back of your head, because then that's another belief system coming in. So you have to make up your mind. What do I want to believe about myself? I want to believe that I am a great actress. And then start making that your thought. So, how would you change your thought? Well, I would implant it at nighttime. And the first thing when my eyes open in the morning, I would again implant it. I'm a great actress. You go to bed. As soon as your eyes open, I'm a great actress in the morning. Then start feeling that. Start feeling that. Feel the success. And then see yourself acting. See yourself getting paid. See yourself going to the bank with the money. And then you will do that. It's done with the mind. Done with the mind. It's just reprogramming. And yes, this is a God-oriented teaching. And yes, I do believe in God. And yes, that is a great power. But the gift has been given. Now we must change our mind. We must change our mind about ourselves. God knows who you are and what you are. You have to know who you are and what you are. But you're always asking God. So why don't you ask yourself, who am I? What do I really want? Exactly what do I want? And then start doing that. One of the greatest obstacles to your happiness is the belief that your world makes you miserable. It is your response to your world that makes you miserable. You see, you cannot think that it's a miserable world out there. How many people say, oh, it's a dog-eat-dog world, and it's horrible out there. And how many people say, oh, you know how the industry is. What does that mean? You know how the industry is. Backbiting, backstabbing, or this, that, and the other. If you say that's the way the industry is, why don't you say the industry? Oh, that's the way the industry is. It's wonderful. It's always out to help me. It's always, other actors are out to help me. I'm always out to help them. There's plenty to go around for everyone. People want me to succeed. When I go to an audition, I know that the casting agent is looking at me and wants me. Instead of, oh, shit, blah, blah, blah. Whatever. The negative things that go on. Change those. Let the rest of the world. I hear all the time that the atmosphere at Disney is horrible. At Disney Studios. You hear that in the... Yes, see, everyone hears that. That's a belief system. You can work at Disney and not buy into the belief system. This is a wonderful place I work. Oh, they pay me well. I love this. This is this. But that's the thing. Every business has what they call a culture of its own. Every studio that you go to has a different culture. Now, you want to live in that culture? That's a race mind thing going here, there, and everywhere. You see? You're the one that's creating your reality. You're the one that's creating your world. Now, you can move in and out of all those things. Don't buy into it. Saying, no, this is a wonderful place to work. And it will be wonderful for you. Remember when I said, when people come up to me and say, oh, this, and it's horrible. And I look at them and say, well, thank God I don't live in your universe. Don't live in that universe. Live in your own universe. You are creating your life. Moment by moment, thought by thought, how do you want to think about yourself? I am a success. I am a success. This is what you want to think. Life is wonderful. Life is abundant. Life is prosperous. I'm happy. I'm excited. You see? You have to do that. It comes up from, no one's going to make you excited. You have to get excited. You know, it's the mind that's doing it. It's the mind that's doing it. You've heard that all your life. You've heard that. And you've heard the biggest one. Sex is in the mind. It's what you're thinking. Not what you're doing. Well, the doing is fun too. But it's the thinking that makes everything. Change your thinking. Change your life. And it's wonderful. And so are you, and so am I, and therein's the lesson. Thank you. Mm-hmm.